up in some other way, I don't know. I wasn't there, nor were you. And yet, in a way, we were, because all the bits that make us were there. It is enough to say that the Greeks thought it was chaos, who, with a massive heave or a great shrug or hiccup, vomit or cough, began the long chain of creation that has ended with pelicans and penicillin and toadstools and toads, sea lions, seals, lions, human beings and daffodils, and murder and art and love and confusion and death and madness and biscuits. Whatever the truth, science today agrees that everything is destined to return to chaos. It calls this inevitable fate entropy, part of the great cycle from chaos to order and back again to chaos. Your trousers began as chaotic atoms that somehow coalesced into matter that ordered itself over eons into a living substance that slowly evolved into a cotton plant that was woven into the handsome stuff that sheathes your lovely legs. In time, you will abandon your trousers. Not now, I hope. And they will rot down in a landfill or be burned. In either case, their matter will at length be set free to become part of the atmosphere of the planet. And when the sun explodes and takes every particle of this world with it, including the ingredients of your trousers, all the constituent atoms will return to cold chaos. And what is true for your trousers is, of course, true for you. So the chaos that began everything is also the chaos that will end everything. Now, you might be the kind of person who asks, but who or what was there before chaos? Or who or what was there before the Big Bang? There must have been something. Well, there wasn't. We have to accept that there was no before, because there was no time yet. No one had pressed the start button on time. No one had shouted, now. And since time had yet to be created, time words like before, during, when, then, after lunch and last Wednesday had no possible meaning. It screws with the head, but there it is. The Greek word for everything that is the case, what we would call the universe, is cosmos. And at the moment, although moment is a time word and makes no sense just now, neither does the phrase just now, at the moment, cosmos is chaos and only chaos, because chaos is the only thing that is the case. A stretching, a tuning up of the orchestra. But things are about to change very quickly. The First Order. From formless chaos sprang two creations, Erebus and Nyx. Erebus, he was darkness, and Nyx, she was night. They coupled at once, and the flashing fruits of their union were Hemera, day, and Ether, light. At the same time, because everything must happen simultaneously until time is there to separate events, chaos brought forth two more entities, Gaia, the earth, and Tartarus, the depths and caves beneath the earth. I can guess what you might be thinking. These creations sound charming enough, day, night, light, darkness, earth, depths, and caves. But these were not gods and goddesses, they were not even personalities. And it may have struck you also that since there was no time, there could be no dramatic narrative, no stories, for stories depend on once upon a time and what happened next. You would be right to think this. What first emerged from chaos were primal, elemental principles that were devoid of any real colour, character, or interest. These were the primordial deities, the first order of divine beings from whom all the gods, heroes, and monsters of Greek myth spring. They brooded over and lay beneath everything, waiting.